This is St. Louis Public Radio. River Roads Lutheran School is celebrating its 150th year educating children in St. Louis's Baden neighborhood. It almost didn't reach the mark as it nearly closed 2 years ago. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney spent time at the school this year and reports on how River Roads has managed to keep its doors open.
Norquise Cooper was looking for a new school for her boys. They were struggling in their public school after a family tragedy. She found River Roads School and enrolled them last year.
First impression, little school, big heart.
She says the school, in one of St. Louis's northernmost neighborhoods, doesn't have the bells and whistles of wealthier schools.
It is your old-fashioned schoolhouse, I guess is how I would look at it.
But she says her kids are treated with love, and the school's heart is its leader.
The principal, Miss Boyd, I think she eats, sleeps River Roads, honestly.
This is pretty hard, but compared to Sadie's Crystal, Sadie,
Yvonne Boyd goes through a science lesson with River Roads middle schoolers. 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in red and black polos sit in the same room to learn about crystals. On top of being principal, Boyd teaches most middle school subjects. There were 162 students at River Roads when Boyd started teaching here in 2000. She rose to principal a few years later.
And every year we fight to keep our doors open. Every year. We have 76 students, and I tell you, I don't care if we have 56 students. This school needs to stay open.
River Roads Lutheran School opened in 1869 when Baden was populated by German immigrants. The neighboring church can't financially support the school anymore. That scenario has been a factor in many Lutheran schools closing. River Roads is now one of two remaining Lutheran schools in the city. In January 2017, Boyd had to announce the school didn't have enough money to make it through the year.
That was right there in our face that, you know, okay, it may be really happening.
They were able to fundraise just enough to squeak by.
I'm saying, who's your teacher again?
Mr. Williams.
Don't even try it, man.
All the teachers hold many roles, doing all they can to keep the school running. Harold Williams came to River Roads this year, his jovial lessons echoing through the halls. He teaches English and social studies to 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders.
I'm also the gym teacher and the athletic director.
River Roads isn't able to pay its tiny staff much. The school bought used computers off Lutheran North High School. Students go on field trips to the zoo or science center, which are free to get into.
Our resources are not plenty, but that does not stop our teachers to actually work their heart out to bring the best to our kids.
The students at River Roads come from throughout North City and North St. Louis County. Most get scholarships to offset the tuition. The Baden neighborhood has seen better days. Its business district is largely shuttered. The neighborhood's public elementary school closed a decade ago. Boyd still worries about keeping her school open.
It is a school with character. It's a school with culture. It's a school that cares, you know, and it's a school that want to take the average common kid and raise them up to be more than just that. You know, that's the school right here.
She says recruitment and tuition collection are doing better.
So it's important that you guys, you know, make sure you let me.
Boyd and the staff gather the students in the gym each morning for announcements and morning prayer before sending them off to class.
Bye-bye. Have a blessed day, guys.
Boyd prays for guidance on running the school. She says, so far, God still tells her to keep River Roads open. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.